Hey, can I sit here?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Are you a freshman?
No, sophomore. I just transferred in.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Oh, cool.
This is Kornfeld and Andrews, the radio plays. Episode 3, School Pizza.
Nice.
I didn't transfer. I went here last year.
Oh, okay.
But I heard we got some new transfers. That's sick.
Yeah.
Where'd you transfer from?
Oh, from tech.
Nice.
Yeah, sir. I did.
We still got STEM here. There's still a lot of STEM stuff.
My parents got kind of carried away when I got in, and then it sort of I felt a lot of obligation to go, and then when I went there, I kind of found, I think STEM isn't really for me.
We have STEAM here. There, I think it's just STEM, right?
Yeah, there it's just STEM.
Have you figured out what, first of all, how are you feeling about the food?
Well,
this is different for everybody. Like, last year, I guess there was, a different, we had, Aramark or something, and now there's, some different huge multinational conglomerate providing our food.
Right. Because I this seems like elementary school food to me.
Thank you. Yes.
And it's the thing where you don't see pizzas like this anywhere except elementary schools. And then it's the outer rim of the pizza is crunchy and burned, but then the middle is soggy and a little cold. And I'm how do you even, what cooking scenario created these circumstances? Were you cooking in an oven that was cold in the center and then hot on the perimeter?
Confusing.
Impression. Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody's trying to get edge pieces, but it's they're not good. They're just not cold. I'd rather have it be burnt than cold.
Right.
People are just microwaving the centerpieces now. That's where we're at. As a school.
Do we have access to the microwaves here?
Yeah. Way over there by the big bins, there's the compost bin.
Oh, shit. And then there's
the three blue. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because kids bring food in. Not everybody does the paid lunch thing, right? So kids bring food in and they can microwave it up.
Wow, that makes sense.
As they thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Tech didn't have anything like that. It's funny because you think tech is tech. It's big. Everyone, you want to go to tech. But really they don't have great resources. Laboratory stuff. They're okay, I guess, but when it comes to there's no microwaves.
Can I ask you about a rumor I heard?
Sure.
It's pretty vague. I just heard people were mean at tech.
That is pretty vague.
Not you. I just heard the vibe is bad.
Well, the vibe is bad.
That's how a friend of mine put it. They were like when you boil it all down, that's it. People are just not nice.
I can't comment on that.
No comment.
I mean,
that's good. That's smart.
I sort of felt personally I wasn't I was a transplant that wasn't being accepted by the host body.
Mm.
And so at first it was kind of making it work there. But then
my uncle got a new hand.
Got a new hand?
Yeah. One of those. Yeah.
Like a prosthetic or like a hand transplant?
Like a little column A, a little column B.
Holy shit. It's half.
Yeah, because he's got half prosthetic, but he has some of his old fingers, but they had to put new tendons in. So he got He got transplant tendons.
Wait, they transplanted his own hand? Wait a minute. He kept some of his fingers, but they transplanted somebody else's tendons into his hand?
Okay, so part of his hand was blown off.
Oh, shit.
So he kept the part that he had, but they need to replace a tendon or two, but they kept the overall finger structure. And then the fingers that were just gone, I think they got prosthetics.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whose tendons did he get?
I have no idea. But what if they were his tendons that had been blown off and they just took them and they put them back in the different fingers? You know what I mean? That'd be sweet.
I mean, it seemed unlikely because there'd have to be somebody scouting around the area to pick up his tendons.
Oh, yeah. And he was in Afghanistan, so there was no.
I mean, that's tough. Unless his tendons were the hand exploded in such a way where his tendons were kind of spaghetti, were there,
mm-hmm.
still partly attached. On one half was attached and one half was loosely. Hanging out, and then they decided, surgically, best thing to do is remove it and then just reattach it clean.
Hmm. So you didn't like tech?
No, I think I think I was feeling the weight of expectations on my shoulders, and every day just became more miserable than the last. Yeah, I would say people were mean, but I don't know that the meanness was originating from the people necessarily. I think the meanness was originating from me. Maybe I was being mean.
No, you're not mean.
From other people.
Dude, I've only known you like 10 minutes, but you're not mean.
Well, hey, thanks, man.
I don't know that you're nice, but you're not mean.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
People here, right? Like, am I wrong? They're like, they're nice, right?
I've only been here a week, so I don't really know like the ins and outs of things. But so far, you know, I'd say.
What do you want to
know?
Well,
I don't really have any questions.
I mean, fire away, man. I'm who's a guide character from a movie?
Neo.
Yeah. Does he guide?
What kind of guides? Like he tells. Not Neo. What's his name?
Morpheus. Yeah. I'm Morpheus, man. So, you know, you want the red pill, the blue pill.
Okay. How's the drum program here?
No idea. Obviously, the like guys in the marching band and the people in the marching band, they do it. But
the marching band has to do drama here.
Oh, did you say drama or drums?
Drama. There's a drum club here?
Oh, yeah, there's a drum program.
Oh, shit. Wow.
But it's not highly
drama.
Hold, yeah, I mean, that you take drum classes. Like, there's like a percussionist teacher.
Oh,
yeah, and they've got like a whole room. You've not been in the drum room?
No, I haven't really, like, nosed around.
Oh, man. Anyone is allowed to go in the drum room.
You can just go in the drum room?
Yeah. Now, you're not supposed to play the drums without being in drum class. But there's a rule that if you're with someone who is in the drum program, they can supervise. They're responsible for your use of the drums. So let's say, so I go in there with Kellen, and Kellen's in the drum program. He's on the marching band. I can drum any drum I want as long as Kellen's in the room.
He's had like drum safety training.
It's not a safety issue. It's just some of the drums are like expensive, and
I meant like say for the drums.
Yeah, he knows, and there's drums from like Bhutan and like
what?
Africa. Like there's just drums. They have a lot of drums.
Well, I gotta be honest.
A lot of people are in the program.
You know a lot about the drum program. You set
just
it up.
Like, Kellen. Yeah, he's in it. But I thought you were asking me to rate the quality of the drum program relative to other schools, and I don't have a basis for comparison there.
I didn't even know that there was a drum program, let alone a competitive edge to this school's drum program.
There's also virtual drums.
Virtual like, drums?
Like drum machines and like synthesizers. Like you can, there's like a guy, it's a different guy, but he has, there's like a, in part of the music like classes, he's got like software and like synthesizers, and you can like make beats basically.
There's two different drum teachers here in your drum program.
One guy's not a drum teacher, he's like a music teacher, and he teaches like broad based music, just all the music.
Wow.
But then the other guy, I think he's part-time, the like keeper of the drums, and he runs the marching band and the drum program, but that's all he does. So I don't even know his name. Kellen Wood.
Well, that's awesome. There wasn't even a music program at Tech. They cut the music program at some point.
STEM, not STEAM.
Yeah.
The drama program is really good. Like, just as a viewer, I go to all the productions.
What'd they do last year?
Of Mice and Men.
Whoa.
Yeah, they got some kids to adapt it from the senior English honors class.
Okay, all right.
And they did Of Mice and Men.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was great. Especially because, like, you read it sophomore year. So, apparently, all the, you know, upperclassmen really enjoyed it because they'd all read Of Mice and Men already. I already read it in middle school.
Yeah.
It was a very faithful adaptation.
All right. Okay. Cool. I like the landscape here.
Yeah. Dude, you know, I wish I had more complaints. The food sitch is the big one. It's just, and it's been a hard right turn because last year, I don't know who, whatever multinational conglomerate was providing our food, but it was solid. It wasn't great, but there were no cold pizzas.
This is inedible.
Thank you.
I would just go to the vending machine, but I was looking at the vending machine and it just like has apples in it. I was like, I'm not gonna get apples from a vending machine.
Man, apparently that was a student-led thing.
Why?
I don't know, man. Before I got here, this is year three of the apple of the like vending machine thing. There was something with like someone had a health scare, and there was
what was the health scare? Was somebody injecting poison into apples?
No. It was just like someone, like a teacher had diabetes or something.
Well, I'm all for apples. I want apples.
It just became this thing where they were like, we don't want soda, like all this extra sugar, like on campus, like it's not good for us. Like why is it available?
There's other alternatives. You don't have to replace it with apples. I mean, I'm all for apples, just like not in a vending machine. Like, I don't want apples in a bag.
We could have nuts. We could have nuts. Like, if sugar is the enemy, there could be all kinds of sick nuts in the vending machine. We can have like a nut. You ever seen like a nut store at the airport?
No. But I've seen like nuts. I've seen like nuts in a bag.
My dad flies out of the new LaGuardia, and like all the time, and they have the sickest nut store. It's just nuts from all over the world, like, you know, caramelized nuts. And, you know, these nuts are salted with, you know, this Himalayan, you know, pink salt and yada, yada, yada. We could have like artisanal nuts and we could all be like getting really good like omegas and proteins and stuff. Apples are like still like a lot of sugar in them. Like it's like a fruit. It's not like an apple isn't good for you.
Well, like you're not going to go into like diabetic shock from an apple, and if you are, you know, don't eat that apple.
But it doesn't have any nutritional content.
I think apples do. They have high in fiber, right?
This is scorched earth, man. We all as a school we kind of went through this.
Yeah.
Fiber, yeah, but like you can get more fiber other places. That's just like not cutting it in terms of delivering like nutrition. It's just mostly sugar. I mean, most fruit is just sugar.
You know.
Anyways, it's yeah. I mean, I hear you, dude. If you wanna, I don't know. I mean, if you're feeling to get political, you know, we'll do this. The sophomore races will be, I think, usually like October. So like, you could run, and you know, you want to platform up and go on the vending machine thing. Like, I think that could be an interesting platform.
Well, I'm pretty new. I'm not really feeling like I would have a clout if I ran here. I mean, you know.
But people like a fresh face. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. But what would my stance be? Just like take the apples
out of
the
food is bad. Period. The food is bad. Period. Full stop. You know.
I mean, does the student body here really have like a strong enough clout where they can kind of change that?
No, and my dad was explaining to me that they've like probably signed like multi-year contracts that like they can't get out of for the cafeteria.
Sure, yeah.
But I feel like we could put pressure, right? Like there's probably like tiers, you know what I mean? Like it's not like every school in America is getting pizza on Thursday. It's not like we can change the company, but we could say like, this is disgusting. And we're gonna like review bomb your, you know, business pages online.
Oh yeah.
If the situation doesn't improve, right?
This
like,
honestly feels
the
like
pizza.
This feels like this is like pizza that somebody else rejected on Tuesday that they're just like shipping here on Wednesday.
Oh yeah, this is like the pizza that tech didn't eat on Monday.
Bro, so they're like trucking these pizzas. They're trucking these pizzas.
They're trucking stuff in. I don't know what the form it is in when it arrives, but it all arrives in trucks. Obviously,
because these pizzas aren't being cooked here. There's no way that an oven is doing this. It's just not
possible. I don't know, man. We've got ovens.
Yeah, ovens, I mean, you know, ovens conduct heat in such a way where there's at least like a uniformity to the heat in the oven. But the center of this is just like soggy. This is like dough. But then the outer rim is like burnt. It's like cracking my teeth.
What's your sports situation?
Oh, well, I'm kind of like, you know, I did a little lacrosse in junior.
You heard they cut our team entirely, right?
Like yeah, I did
two years ago.
I heard, yeah.
A lot of changes 2 years ago, right before I arrived.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking about like trying out for basketball when I kind of get like, you know, settled here a little bit. Is it tough?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure pretty good, but it's like the varsity team, it's all like recruits.
Oh yeah, well, I can't keep up with that. I would just play for the love of the game.
Nice. The C squad is really fun.
Yeah.
JV is like a bunch of people deluded into thinking that they're going to be pulled up into varsity, and it's just like they don't do that. They just bring another recruit in. Like, the gap is so big. But then C squad is like, it's just fun. It's just good old fashioned fun. You're playing the same games. You're going to the same places.
Well, you're just doing it for love of the game.
Take it seriously. Love of the game, my friend. Love of the game.
That's
what it's
all
about. Scoring your own basket, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Found that out the hard way.
Like, when I was a kid, I used to draw, and then I was okay, but I was no better than okay. But my parents made such a big deal out of how good I was that they bought me all this, like, top of the line equipment. And they just kept on insisting that, like, you know, I've got all this talent. And, you know, if I just, like, work hard, I could, like, really turn it into something. At the best, I'm just okay. I like drawing, but, like, I'm just okay. But they, like, kept on insisting. And they didn't understand that, like, all of a sudden, when you get, like, my self-worth involved in it, and I know that I'm really never going to get much better than I am, it just takes all the fun out of it. And then I stopped drawing entirely. And I, like, really upset my dad about it, because he sort of, like, felt like he invested all this time and money into getting me the best equipment. And it was like, now I can't even, like, I won't even pick up a pencil, even, like, just for fun. You know what I mean? And I feel like, well, basketball is kind of like a similar thing of, like, it's just, I don't know, you get into the zone when you're, like, playing a game. But if it's like, well, there's something better than this, this, like, advancement to be had, you know what I mean? Or, like, career to be had. It's like, well, I know I'm never going to be that kind of player. So, like, why even involve that for me in the experience? All you're going to do is, like, cheat me of the pleasure I take in basketball. So, you know, I guess, like, C-Squad is, like, you know, all right, pretty good. Sounds pretty good.
C-Squad's where it's at, man. It's like, you know, what's the purpose of basketball? And I know this might sound crazy, but it's not to win. Like, yes, you try to win the game, but you only try to win because you're kind of pretending to care about these made up rules that, like, the ball has to go through the hoop so that the real purpose can emerge, which is, like, the joy of movement, my dude, right? Like, just physically moving around in specific ways, teamwork, you know, making stuff happen. And it's like, did you have fun? You know, because if you didn't have fun, like, what's the point, right? Who's killing themselves to, like, win some game and then feeling like terrible at it? You're, like, riding the bus, just being all quiet and sad, right? And just, like, in your wet clothes still. You didn't even change because the visiting locker room was, like, not private enough. And then it's just like, what's the point of this, you know?
It comes down to just, like, the sheer pleasure.
My guy, what's your name?
Oh, man, my name's Pete.
Oh, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Peter.
Oh, no, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude.
Oh, man.
I didn't meet a single other Peter in tech, man.
Dude, we got bunches of Peters.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
School Pizza was improvised by Lewis Kornfeld and Rick Andrews. It was produced by Lloydie James Lloyd.